really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You've tuned into RIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. Our infallible and immaculate imams are our way of achieving proximity to God because they're the greatest representatives of God and have the greatest resemblance to his traits, which we try to acquire to become as similar to God as possible. The imams are all about God. We revere them only because they're chosen by God. It is God's command to follow them and because they are the most certain path to God. Our eighth imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa, famously known as Ar-Ridha, was our imam for approximately 20 years. He was born in Medina and he was forced to leave to in what is nowadays called Mashhad in Iran by Al-Ma'mun Al-Abbasi, the caliph of that time, who later poisoned him there. Every imam is a lesson on life. I always tell this to my friends because each imam has lived through different times and experienced different events. And so the life of each imam is a special lesson. So put together, we learn to live through the ups and downs of our lives if we look at the lives of the imams. Also, we get to understand why our imams deserve our sincerest respect and emphatic praises. We get to know our imams. However, we shall not forget that as the Shia, we believe that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and the imams are the representatives of Allah. It's all about Allah. After the break, we will introduce a book about Imam Ridha. Stay tuned. You are back on IRIB English Radio. This is Bookshelf. Born to Lady Tuktam and Imam Kadhim, Imam Ridha is the 8th Shia Imam and the father of Imam al-Jawad. He led the Shia for 20 years before being poisoned by Al-Ma'mun al-Abbasi and buried in what is today Mashhad, Iran. The book we want to introduce today is called Story of the Sun, A Look at Imam Ridha Life by Sayyid Muhammad Najafi Yazdi, published by the Islamic Research Foundation, Astana Qudsi Razavi, and translated by Ahmed Rizwani. The book is 87 pages, and I have it in front of me right now, and it contains his date of birth, his noble mother, his children, the auspicious birth, Imam al-Sadiq wishing to see Imam Ridha, why Imam Ridha was named Ar-Ridha, the childhood and adolescence period of Imam Ridha, his religious authority during his youth, his status in the divine presence, devotional seerah of Imam Ridha, his generosity, his special attention and favor towards the needy, treatment of his subordinates, favor and grace towards the Shia, his familiarity with various current languages of the time, his widespread knowledge, confrontation with zealotry and the zealots, Imam Ridha's struggles against Sufis, Imam Ridha and the importance of Imamate from the viewpoint of the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ridha, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ridha and Her Holiness Fatima, Imam Ridha and Imam al-Hussein, the Waqifites and Imam Ridha's struggle against him, delay in Imam Jawad's birth, the issue of Imam Ridha's heir apparency, the farewell to Medina, Imam Ridha's itinerary, Ma'mun's problems, the Eid al-Fitr prayer, the story of Di'bil al-Khuza'i, Imam Ridha's gift to Di'bil, the healing robe, and other events that happened in Imam during Imam Ridha's life. Asan Ghotirazavi uses public contributions to disseminate Islamic knowledge in several languages, and they are the publisher of today's book. We're going to take a break, and after the break, we're going to read an excerpt of this book.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We're going to read an excerpt of the book, Story of the Sun, A Look at Imam Rida's Life, by Sayyid Muhammad Najafi Yazdi, and published by Islamic Research Foundation, Astan Ghotirazavi. I'll be reading page 68 of the book, which is about Imam Rida's murder. Anyway, the killing of Fadl ibn Sahl was a great step toward appeasement of the Abbasids, but it was definitely not enough, since their protest was mainly aimed at Imam Rida's heir apparency, which had disappointed the Abbasids. For this reason, Ma'mun decided to get rid of his holiness. He had to execute this plot in such a skillful way that he would not only be accused, but also would benefit from the martyrdom of the Imam. And that was why he plotted the matter so cunningly that even some historians were mistaken or doubtful about his being involved in murdering Imam Rida. Ma'mun left Marv for Baghdad. He killed Fadl ibn Sahl in the bathhouse in Sarakhs and left for Tus to set out for Baghdad from there. He lingered for a while near his father's tomb in Tus to execute his ominous plot to martyr Imam Rida, and set the minds of the Abbasid dissidents at ease in this respect before getting back to Baghdad. Islamic traditions and historical reports all denote the criminal role of the Abbasid Ma'mun in Imam Rida's martyrdom. Imam Ali had said, "A man from among my descendants will be wrongfully poisoned to death. His name is my name, and his father's name is the name of Musa ibn Imran. Let it be known that whoever visits him in his desolation, God will forgive their sins."
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
That was an excerpt of the book, Story of the Sun, A Look at Imam Rida's Life, by Sayyid Muhammad Najafi Yazdi, published by Islamic Research Foundation, Astan Ghotirazavi, and translated by Ahmed Rizwani. If you miss our program, you don't have to worry. You can download the book from al-islam.org, and you can download an archive of this program and our previous programs from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, same time, same place. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.